All right. Driving with Anchor.fm. Listen, Anchor.fm is awesome. This isn't even an advertisement. This is just how I'm starting, is that Anchor.fm is awesome. You can record directly into it. You can edit it. It comes with music. You can invite other people to call in or join in. It's just ridiculous. If you are interested in starting a podcast or wanting more of a podcast, do it yourself. Deal right from your phone, completely anywhere you want it to be. Anchor.fm is dope. Okay. The app is dope. The software is dope. It's dope. Okay, cool. So driving, as we tend to do a lot of, and where I do the majority of my thinking, is while I'm driving. And if you're listening to this, you probably do too. So why don't we make the most of it together? Call it a podcast, call it a one-way conversation, call it a workshop, call it a mastermind course, whatever you want. Just don't call it shitty. Okay, so what are we thinking about today as we drive? We are thinking about business. We are thinking about leveling up. We are thinking about accomplishing our goals. Okay, so how are we going to accomplish our goals? What is leveling up and what is our business? Have we taken into consideration our communities? Have we taken into consideration our finances? Have we taken into consideration our work-life balance? And have we taken into consideration what our soul really wants? Let's do that first, okay? Then let's talk about time management, responsibilities, prioritizing, okay? If you are one, listen, this used to be me, and then I realized that people stopped engaging with me. I literally saw it like repel people. It was like as if I stunk, you know. It's just being too busy. Being too busy. I'm so busy. Oh, I wish I could do this. I'm so busy. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm too busy. No. No. Let's stop that right here. You're not busy. You don't know how to prioritize and you don't know how to set appointments, okay? Setting appointments doesn't always have to be a professional business, going to the bank, whatever, consultation. It can be dinner with your daughter. It can be skydiving, but you need to set appointments in your calendar. You need to plan your day so you can do the things that you want to do and live in a balanced way. You can schedule in 45 minutes of making brownies and eating dessert. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can do that. That's allowed as long as you schedule it in and prioritize it. Because when we start letting the things distract us and pull us away and going with the flow, like, oh, let's just see where the day takes us, you know, then you're all willy-wally. You're not swimming in a straight line. You're like open sea swimming, and you're going into S's and Q's and Y's, and you're like, bro, you're swimming so much farther than you need to be. It might feel relaxing, but it's stressful because you don't know what's coming. You didn't plan your day, so you don't know what's coming. And then you're like, what do I do with my day? Well, let me try to do this. And now that you're trying to do this right now, your energy's already, you know, you've lost energy from the time that you've woken up to the time that you got to that point, to the time that the decision making it took for you to get to that point. So now what kind of effort are you going to do? Now, it's great, because sometimes if you want to change your appointments, or let's say if you're feeling real motivated and creative and you want to make something right now, well, guess what? That's the power of having your own calendar and adjusting your schedule. But as long as you do it, that's okay. That's what you need to be focusing on, is making sure that you are absolutely scheduling appointments with yourself throughout your day and using your calendar, whether it's a planner, whether it's your Google calendar, whether it's a pen of paper. You know, I took a Darren Hardy workshop, man. Darren Hardy was the CEO and publisher of Success Magazine, I believe. He definitely does Darren Daily. He sends emails and he does online courses for personal development and small business success. He interviews the world's successful people and talks to them about their work style, lifestyle, habits, their disciplines, you know, what it is that they do during their day to become successful. And this one interview, it's like The Secret, I think is what it was called. I don't even remember who it was. I guess he wanted to remain anonymous. But The Secret guy took a piece of paper, just printer paper, you know, even just whatever size piece of paper, notepad, draw a huge T across it. So it divides it into four sections. And then the top of the first box, he wrote one of his three top priorities, which was family. The next box was spiritual, or God, or something, but I'm going to call it spiritual. Or, you know, if you're in the religion, it was probably like God, then family. But two of the three were spiritual and family. And the third one is small business or professional. So all he's doing here is he's taking the three most important things to him in his life, and he's made them priorities. Now, this fourth box is what he labeled the devil, which we'll just call distractions or things that you shouldn't be doing. The not-do list to, you know, it's like, you ever heard of a to-do list? This is a not-to-do list. And then each of those three blocks, you're going to write down the three most important things that you need to do that week for those three priorities. Now, here's where I got hung up. It's like, oh, well, I got a lot of things to do, when each one of these things requires 100 other actionables, you know? So you can do it that way, which is still good, because you need to think about this stuff, because you need to think about whether or not you're going to do it, or you're going to have somebody else do it, whether you're going to delegate or hire someone else to do it, or if you're going to do it. And it's okay if, you know, it's okay if you choose either, because essentially, if you want to do it, you're going to get, you need to make sure that you're getting creative energy and fulfillment out of doing it, because that's going to come out better for you and your business and your brand. Or if you don't want to do it, you need to outsource that thing, so someone who does enjoy doing it, who can do a professional quality job, does it right, so you can free up your time doing the things that you want to do and the things that are going to make you more money or make a bigger impact. But sometimes, myself included, you've had more time than money, and so you've got to learn some stuff. But guess what? That's why they make credit cards, and that's how I paid for courses. You know, like, credit, you need to handle your credit card debt. You don't want to be credit card debt, but like, when you know you're going to be successful and you know that you're seeing results from whatever, it's just like an investment, you know. You invest in real estate, you take your money, you take somebody else's money, you take out a loan, you know, like, you're putting it out there, you're making a deposit, and guess what? Now you have a commitment. Do you know what I mean? Like, if we made that same type of commitment, like, oh, I just bought this car loan, I just bought this house, I just had this baby, and applied that kind of mindset to, I want to make $1 million, I want to be financially free, I want to be debt free, I want to build 14 HER shelters, I want to spend more time with my family. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you just handled it the same way as you did some of these other requirements, or even maintaining your own health, like, as if you wake up in the day, you eat, you go through the daily motions, you're committed to doing that, why don't we commit to changing or adding or updating some of these actions that we do from the time that we wake up, brush our teeth, eat, go about our day kind of stuff. Woo! I hope I'm not oversimplifying this, because, like, if it's too simple, people won't do it. That's why people have to pay for courses. People, like, cheap people or people who don't want to pay anything for anything, you know, like, the reason why we charge for workshops and courses and products is because you have to have value for them. If you don't have value for them, then you don't appreciate them, and it'll just be a waste, you know? That's why the sales funnel is the way that it is. That's why we give away such awesome things right from the beginning. Not just to build rapport, or because that's what everybody's doing today, but it's like, listen, this is really important and you really need this information, especially if you're looking for this. And I say this because it could be anything, whether it's real estate, legal services, you know, coaching, consulting, home-based business, network marketing, whatever, cooking, skydiving, anything. Ooh, goats. Goats. Sorry, I'm driving through Lebanon right now, and I saw goats. Anyway, so I lost my train of thought from looking at some goats. I need to get my brain on track so I can do the most. Not on track. My brain's gone whack. I might have completely lost it. Ooh, sorry. Sorry, I might have lost it. Help me. Send your energy through the podcast and help me remember. Yes, oversimplifying, paying for things. Thank you. So, I am sorry that you may feel Like, you don't have to pay for things. Like, yes, you don't have to pay for things. That's why we use podcasts and YouTube and Google, you know, and other platforms out there that provide information for people to network and stuff like that. But there comes a point where you need structure. You need someone standing there or being in front of you or a phone call saying, hey, this is what you need to do. That's not your mom. That's not your brother. That's not some guy on the internet. You know, that's some of the difficulty. Okay, so like the blessing is a curse or curse is a blessing. One of those sayings here is like social media and the internet is awesome. It makes so much available. There's so much opportunity to learn and do. But it's also so everywhere and so accessible that you can easily just be like, oh yeah, man, that's the internet. You know what I mean? Like, bro, you need to look at this stuff and realize what you have. So when you do as much as you can and then you're like, okay, I need to be around people. I need to pay some money. I feel like a course and getting all these free incentives and other courses that are going to help me become the best version of me is worth it. Do you know what I mean? Because you're not just paying for some course. You're investing in yourself. You're learning. You're listening. You're growing. And you're getting all these other incentives that whatever they add to the package, whether it's, you know, health and beauty or you know, personal development, getting books and planners for your team and all that stuff, like, you're going to get something out of it more than you put in. So that's why it's so important that you constantly put into yourself and be thoughtful of what you're thinking and how you're behaving and what your actionables are all day, every single day. Be the best version of yourself. That's maturity and growth, and it's hard. It's hard, especially when you're like, gosh, this is what I want to do, or I have no money. I feel like I'm out of options. What else can I do? I've been doing this for 6 months. I've been doing this for 8 months. I've been doing this for a year. I've been doing this for 6 years. You know, like, I've been in this relationship for too long. I've been at this job for too long. I have no decisions in this relationship. I have no decisions in this job, in this career force. I need to do something more. I need to do something independent. I need to do something where I'm in control of. I need to do something where I'm relaxed and I feel blessed and I feel like I'm working with great people and all we're doing is having a great time, making memories together, helping other people. Like, how fun does that sound? I love working with other people, interviewing other people, creating events with other people where people can come and eat and prosper and be merry and have an awesome time and do it over and over and over again. You know, like, COVID sucks right now for the event world. You know, like, if you're a social person, man, it's hard, you know, but like, there's another way. You know, we just all have to adapt and overcome. There's just another way. We will get there, you know. We just have to do the right things to get there. We're just going to do the right things to get where we want to go. And then, you know, but if you want to go out and taste fresh air, I don't think that's illegal yet. Thank you so much for listening on today's drive. Go out there, practice that goal setting, practice the four quadrant goal, you know, week planner that you can use to establish what your three priorities are and what you should not be doing and what you need to do for the week, whether it's you or hiring someone else to do it, and then just go do it, start working on it, and then do that every week. Go plan your day, go plan your week. You know, in diving, it says plan your dive, dive your plan. You know, you've probably also heard, like, train how you fight, fight how you train. Something like that. So don't go out there and let the day get away from you, especially when you're hungry. All right? Thank you so much for listening. Follow me. Follow me on YouTube, Instagram, LaFrance Life. Follow up. If you're interested in being a guest or if you have a story that you want to share on the podcast, don't hesitate to request an interview or a guest appearance. If you want to collaborate, definitely DM me, let me know. Let's help our veterans. Let's help people skydive. Let's help people get over their fears. Let's help people have an amazing life that they can pass down to their children and make the world a better place. I'd love to have you on the team. Have a good one.